Blog Talk Radio.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant, and
Shout Even Shy, Say the Words You Cannot Say, Bridget, music to a poem I wrote. Thank you, Bridget. Well, welcome back, my friends. You've stumbled across ATOV Radio. It's a Wonderland production. This is Hatterday Saturday. I'm Jay Hatter, your host, for the next hour or so. With me is my little sister, Deborah Lee. She does all the hard work in the back so we can sit out here and look pretty. Thank you, Deb. How are you?
I'm okay, Hatter. How you doing?
I'm still hot in California. Doesn't cool off at all. And also, my partner, AP Taylor, he's doing the airport blues right now. I think he's in
the airport blues, Hatter. I am. I'm Melbourne temporarily and then over to lovely Auckland, New Zealand, a little bit later on this morning. So, always nice to go and visit my friends in Kiwi.
Yeah, that's a 3 hour. You say 3 hour flight?
About 3 and a bit. Yeah, 3 and a bit hour flight.
3 and a bit.
It's a bit like going. Yeah, a bit like going across Australia to Perth. Yeah. So it's about the same distance. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and then lost my note here. This is do we have a collab this week? Do we?
I did not.
No.
I was involved in something a couple different things and never sent a photo. Okay. I'll get one out for next week, though.
Yeah, well, community is yeah, okay, no problem. We did have some homework to do. Oxymorons was the prompt.
Yes.
And after I said that last week or the week before, I realized what I had gone through writing the writing a poem for a contest years ago. And the thing is, there's not a whole lot of them out there that isn't commonly used, I would say. So it's going to be interesting. I see we got some people wrote. I'm interested, curious to see what they got. What they got. I appreciate it. A little harder. AP, how did you find oxymorons?
Pretty tough, Hatter, I think, would be the short take of it. I tried to think about those times where I sat there and thought this is a really strange sort of place to be and doesn't sort of feel quite right. And so that was where I sort of went. But it's not an easy topic, Hatter, in any way, shape or form.
No, it's not. So it's going to be interesting anyway. I get to read the poem that I wrote for the contest because I did not get mine transposed. I'd like to blame it on everybody else, but no, it was my fault.
Okay. Fair enough.
Anybody wants to call in to share their work with us, we're allowing that. The number here is 646-668-2837. That's 668-2837. Call in and hang with us for a while. It's easy. It's just a phone call. Let's see. So much going on. It all boils down to the heat out here right now.
Oh, really? Well, that boils down to the heat. It's a good way to put it, Pat. Yes. No. I have this unfortunate habit of having a health problem whenever I look to go to New Zealand. Hatter, it's a thing. So if you recall, the last time I was going to go to New Zealand for this particular meeting, I was at a shower and I fell and broke an ankle, a couple of toes, and gashed my hand. That was last time, just to put all this in, you know, bass relief. Anyway, so I thought, not around for much of the week. I go grab a burger. And halfway through the burger, and I hear this crunch. Hatter, I hear this crunch.
Yeah, I wanted to blame them. There are forces trying to prevent me to get to Australia. Blame all that.
I know, it's the same thing. It's exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I looked down, and of course it was half a molar from my top right of my jaw, leaving a nice bloody big hole with a nice jagged edge. And so it's past 6 o'clock. There's nothing open in Melbourne, Australia. So I went to the 24-hour chemist, and thank God they had a thing called Dentifix. And so I have gone and filled my own tooth.
The man, his own dental.
I have gone and filled my own tooth. And so that means that I'm capable of getting on a plane and talking to you and going to sleep and all that stuff. So there you go. I thought that wasn't a bad effort, really, Hatter.
I did something similar. Last year. Well, I lost a bridge.
Yes.
And it didn't come out, so I wanted to put it back in, it sort of snapped back in, but I wanted to super glue it.
Yes.
So I tried my best to keep it dry and everything. And I'll tell you what, don't try that. That's not good. You get super glue all over your face and your lips.
It's a very temporary fix. It's you know, thank God we have proper dentists and not people like me. But anyway, it's holding. It's not sore when there's no jagged edge. And apart from that, we move on.
Yeah, I thought your tongue just can't leave alone. No sharp edge.
It can't leave it alone. No. Minute there's something sharp like that, it just goes through it every single time. So, anyway, there you go. Hatter, I might, if I can, can I read my poem first, if that's okay? Because
I was just going to suggest that, yeah.
they're probably going to kick me out of where I am at the minute, which is sitting at the temporary waiting desk of the quarantine service. So one assumes they're going to want their desk back at some point.
Oh, that's right.
But
doing the custom blue.
So look, Hatter, I thought about this theme. I thought about it long and hard. And my mind, of course, turned to Euro Disney. And so this is How the West Was Won. And it goes, I should put it up on the board first. Hold on before I do that.
Yeah.
Put it up on the board. So bear with me 2 ticks while I actually get myself organized. Okay. It is now up on the board, Hatter.
Yeah.
This is,
I got it.
You got it? Okay. This is How the West Was Won. And it goes a little bit like this. The crowds gathered, thick, for the well-advertised parade. The first horse lolled down the concrete path, its rider smoking a fake cigarette from the side of his mouth. Their expressions matched. Imitation sidearms were at the ready. The leader aimed his Colt, somewhat on time, as the soundtrack went bang, while the Great Western Spectacular continued through 12 very well-dressed designer cowboys, each more disinterested than the last. The lassos distantly went crack. A final pairing, heads dropped both, were listening to some current sporting event on a mobile phone. Maybe a bet was on. And so they all shimmied away into the distance in tribute, the speaker said, to How the West Was Won. And here at Disneyland Paris, the cowboys were only passingly more interested than anyone else as the crowds dispersed. In poem.
This is a mosey down. Now, I've been told the wild, wild west of the United States during the 1800s and forth, was sort of, how to say, romanticized a lot in other countries. Is that the
yes.
Is that the statement?
I think that's true, Hatter. It's just that the French have a certain way about these things. And
sure.
That certain way was that they weren't very keen. So there you go.
It would have been a tough time to live. Life expectancy was 30.
I completely agree in the real world. But then those folk who have got their cigarettes and their little sterling silver gin things really don't care too much about that adder, and they just ride on the horses because they're paid to and put the gun out at approximate time. It's a kind of strange cultural event, really. But anyway, there you go. I remember it well.
Yeah, you know,
I had to laugh
often.
At that losing couplet.
Yeah.
How were you expecting to realize you were in Disneyland?
Oh, but there you go. No, it was Euro Disney, of course, and that's a little bit different, but outside Paris. But it was.
Yeah, but still, I was expecting you to continue on with the Wild Wild West story, and then to realize that we were in Disneyland. Was a cool twist.
Thank you, Beth. It was I remember it very well. It's very, very different. That's all. I'm not quite sure it meets the topic, but it's close. Sort of a passing resemblance to it, anyway.
Is that still open?
Yes, it is. Yep, certainly is. It's a different place, Adam. But, you know, it's a little block of North America in the far distant suburbs of Paris, 45 minutes away from Paris.
Yeah.
Is it Frontierland?
Sorry, did
they call it Frontierland?
They did have a frontier land, absolutely. Very disinterested cowboys, but they did have a frontier land.
I think that's what
and
they
I
call
California
it in Florida
as well. Yeah, we had a Universal Studios, Knott's Berry Farm. They had all sorts of that kind of spectacle.
Yes, different areas. Yes. Yes. Well, this is the same. I mean, it's still got Small World, and it's still got all the standard roller coasters and stuff. It's just, 45 minutes outside Paris.
Yeah, well, not too far away, they had what was the beginning of the Spaghetti Westerns.
Yes.
Sort of huge in Spain and I assume France, too.
This was a sort of a very mini, very sort of pained spaghetti western, a very small variety thereof. So, anyways.
Yeah, cool.
So, they are looking at me from the desk over in the quarantine area, and they're saying I'd better get out of here, I think. So, I am going to say goodbye. Leave you to it. Thank you, Deb. Thank you, Hatter. And we will talk after I'm back from New Zealand.
Safe flight, man.
Safe flight.
Okay. Yep. Thank you. Thanks very much, guys. Talk soon.
Yep. All right. Bye. See you later. All right. Yeah, not an easy subject. Did you get yours done, Deb?
No, I didn't, but I did grab the list of the oxymoron suggestions that I was going to try to write from, and they're on your chat wall if you want to, just like mention them or something, because some of them, I obviously we all think of, but some of them were, I hadn't heard them before, but they were pretty cool.
Comfortable misery, crash landing, yeah. Darkness visible, deafening silence, dull roar, even odds, extinct life, found missing, freezer burn, friendly takeover, growing smaller, guest hosts, humane slaughter, icy hot, idiot savant, ill health, jumbo shrimp, the classic, larger half, liquid marble, living dead, loud whisper, militant pacifist, odd news, one man band, only choice, openly deceptive, open secret, original copy, overbearingly modest, paper tablecloth, peaceful conquest, plastic glasses, plastic silverware, poor health, pretty ugly, properly ridiculous, random order, recorded live, resistant alien, resident alien, sad smile, same difference, scalding coolness, seriously funny, shrewd dumbness, silent scream, small crowd, soft rock, the sound of silence, static flow, steel wool, a student teacher, sweet sorrow, terribly good, theoretical experience, unbiased opinion, unconscious awareness, upward fall, wise fool, and working vacation. There were a lot more than I thought.
They're pretty cool, though, right? There was quite a few that I had never heard of before, and I was like, "Oh yeah, you might not have thought about like for one guest host. Well, you're usually either the guest or the host, so that was pretty clever. And the obvious ones like crash landing. Well, you didn't really land if you crashed, and vice versa. And then there was just one towards the end that I thought was really cool.
Sweet
old brain, what the hell." I hate when that happens.
Sound of silence is a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, then the ones that you never even realized, like recorded live.
Yeah. Solo band.
Well, Icy Hot. Idiot Savant, I've never heard of that. I probably are one, an idiot, so Yeah, crash landing. Interesting. Well, let's see. Maybe I should read. Should I read mine before? I see we got Wayne and Nick. Was it Liquid Damage? Somebody else is there.
Last I checked, Wayne hadn't added anything other than a comment, I believe. And I I added the recording for you from Steven and from Laughing Soul. And then yours, you have two. So maybe you do one before the recordings and one after the recording.
Same. It's the same one, I believe.
Oh, I thought you said you wrote a new one.
I did, but I didn't get it transposed, being that we were messing with the start time today.
Yeah. I almost thought we were going to have to cancel, and then I realized that if I didn't write for Sky, there probably wasn't a show. Plus, I ran to Kay's room real quick just to double check, and then I vaguely remembered her saying that one of her shows she did on a Tuesday. So,
well, Sky, she has a show tonight on a piece.
No.
Twice.
She had something she had to do or such. There is no show over there tonight.
Okay. All right.
Normally there is. Sky goes live every Saturday at 8 for A Poetic Slice of Life, and she does shows for Kay and Steven. They just happen to not have one tonight, and we don't normally do our show so early, but AP wanted to get to spend a little bit of time with us before he got on the plane. And it worked for me too, so, and you're flexible, so we were good. But if Sky was live, I would have canceled because I won't intentionally go up against A Poetic Slice start times as little as possible anyway.
Yeah, because all of us
sometimes
share.
You can't help yourself, but if I had shows going at the same time as them, I wouldn't be able to participate and call over there, and I always enjoy writing for them.
Yeah, sort of a sister station. Steven and Kay always add on to our shows. Thank you very much. Well, you want to do the Steven's recording?
I had to leave the room for a minute, so maybe talk about something for a minute or two, and then I'll.
I could read mine.
I want to read mine.
Because I think you've heard it a couple of times, maybe. So let me put mine up there. I wrote this years ago to a contest about oxymorons. It's called Perfect Mistakes. And so I find this picture that I have there that says stop. The other one says keep moving. Because I guess forgetful memories of incarcerated escapes, for I am clearly busy, I'm clearly fuzzy, and I make perfect mistakes. I wandered through the quests on an unmarked traveled trail, popping lead balloons, filling empty sails. Evening the odds, I watched a righteous pimp try to solicit a group of jumbo shrimp. I forgot the memorizing nonstick tape, for I am clearly fuzzy and I make perfect mistakes. Oxymorons.
That was pretty cool, Heather. You put quite a few in there. I wanted to take the list and try to make a whole poem out of it, but between the death and the family and a few other things that were going on and well, you know, the end of the month is harder for me than the beginning, so
yeah,
I didn't get to write for you, and I'm so sorry.
That's all right. You're excused.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. I remember writing this I was stuck with a problem of rhyming, so I had to sort of create my own, like the memorizing non-stick tape. You remember the Memorex commercial, the four-track
cassette?
Yeah,
is it live or is it Memorex?
Yeah, and non-stick tape. What are you talking about? Of course, I tried to solicit a group of jumbo shrimp and a righteous pimp. I mean, I created that righteous pimp. I'd have something to ride your shrimp. It wasn't much. Yeah, God, it doesn't seem that long ago. I'm clearly fuzzy. Now, I'm going to give props to the person that I borrowed. Clearly fuzzy, and I make perfect mistakes. This is the lady that I've talked before about that is I became friends with, and she had a love interest that wasn't committed to her, and she wanted more. And I said, well, why don't you have me write, he doesn't know me, why don't I write a sort of a poem to you and see if we can get him through a little jealousy, maybe he will commit. She agreed. So I wrote it, and it worked. He made a commitment to her, and the only thing, there was one stipulation. She had to get rid of me. So that ended the friendship, and I haven't talked to her. But she had on her... Go ahead.
You just killed the story for me. That sucks. That's my problem with half the people. Suddenly, you have someone in your life and they don't want you to talk to your friends and you're stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah.
And, but anyway, aside from that subject, wasn't that Cyrano de Bergerac or something? Didn't he do the same thing? Well, sort of.
Yeah.
They start calling you Cyrano.
Yeah, whispered to the bushes. That's Steve Martin did Roxanne, I think is the name of the movie. He could smell, he had a huge nose. He could smell fire. Pretty funny. Cool. Yeah, oxymorons. Not an easy subject. I apologize to everybody. Might have tried and gave up. Not easy. Oh, look at that, 8 years ago. Oh, my God.
Probably doesn't seem like so long, does it?
No, it doesn't. God. That means you and I have been friends for almost a decade. Besides being brother and sister. All right.
A decade. Oh, I've been on for 7 years. You were on before me.
Not by a whole lot. Yeah, we said this before. We took a tally of when everybody joined in a group of friends we had at one time. And within 1 year, a lot of them within 6 months, all joined the site, all poetry at the same time, or at that time, calling. I remember all poetry being like my third stop, trying to find a place to write and get honest criticism and feel comfortable. And all poetry was it, a lot better than any other. And I forgot to tell everybody, it's free to join all poetry. You can start your membership. Find in the groups ATOV, a team of voices. Knock on the door. Deborah will answer and invite you in. And then you can follow along, writings and reads we have. We use it as a place to post our poems and read along while we do the blog talk radio. It's been a great addition to the poetic performances we give. You know, one thing I wanted to ask you, we were going to do a Gonzo start to finish. Is that in the works at all?
Well, I have everything I need except for the fact that I told him that I wanted him to record a little outro and he could thank, you know, the kids that helped him do it or say anything he wanted to it, and I would play that to go out. And then they got hit with some fires in the area where he is, and he's having some internet problems. So it's, I don't want him, I want it to be all about that show, and you know, so I want that outro before I set up a date, but it will come.
Okay, cool. Yeah, and for those of you who might not know what the Gonzo thing is, he did some recordings of some storyline that he created, and it is most entertaining. I am so surprised at how well it is. It's great to listen to. There's I think five sections, five or six that we listen to, and we're going to piece them all together.
Well, there's actually 10, with number 10 being 10. Two parts, so there's 11. But
oh, wow.
The Gonzo also sat down and pieced all those 11 parts together into one YouTube production, so there won't even be any. Oh. It'll just be the epic audio drama, like listening to an old-time radio show, but, of course, modernized with sounds and voices, and he writes the story, the conversations, everything, and he has people that help him with the voices, some kids, and they all did an amazing job. It'll be one of our easier shows to do, Hatter. We'll just have to sit there and say hi at the beginning, yeah, and then push play and get to listen to the epic together. So, but yeah, as soon as he yeah, has the opportunity to say what he'd like to say on that outro, we'll get that going. I'm looking forward to it.
Cool. That's yeah, that'll be something to look forward to. You know, I was thinking, what was the show that was most like the way he created his? And I think it was, if you remember the old Rocky and Bullwinkle show, a lot of narration. There was a voice that did the narration, and then he would go, and then certain characters would add one lines to the descriptive narrative.
That's a pretty cool
line.
Comparison, sir.
Yeah, thank you. That's I give great imagination, creativity, being able to piece it together to Gonzo. Congratulations, man. This is it was a hit the first time I heard the first one. Very good. And cool, let's go. Well, let's hit on, oh, I know. Why don't you load up Stevens if we can.
I can. I'm walking back to the computer as I speak. And
we started 3 hours earlier, so we probably don't have very many people listening that are regular listeners right now live. But most of our shows are in demand anyway, I believe. In how many countries? 70 countries? Are we at 70 yet?
I think we are just approaching it, as I am looking right this minute to double check because I don't want to say the wrong amount. But we are in, here we go, 67 countries on our way to 70.
67 countries. Wow. Cool. We'll have to have T-shirts made up.
I know, right? And I'm grabbing Steven's link to put on the chat wall, and then I'll push play. Like I said, he did send a YouTube link that I put in earlier. So as soon as I see the chat wall, where the heck did the chat wall go?
Tends to jump.
So I don't understand why the person who owns a group doesn't get shown their own particular group first. And it shows you 6,000 others. Okay, so here comes the link from Steven. And then I'll push play.
I got it.
Right now. Here we go.
Okay.
Open Ears That Seldom Hear by Stephen 76. Brick and birdlime rise from rubble, betwixt the wheezing, cackling crease. Reptilian scales fall from cumulus, into every crack they seep. Watchdog growling builds to barks, but nowise shall he sink to bite. Libretto fades from front of page, curling cathode ray screen lucent white. Torpid tales are told and by whiskers heard, for by those with louder throat. Flip frail flyleaf veiled underneath, voiceless verity steeps in magsman moat. Petulous palms to spines applause sublime, while passing plasma soaks the ground. Lifted lick pots bathe in sunlight breeze, porous cadavers make no sound. End poem.
Wow. There's a lot of thought went into this one. Soaks the ground, lifted lick pots bathe. By those louder throat. Put frail fly leaf veiled underneath. You know, he created his own. Touch a wheezing, crackling crease, reptilian scales fall from cumulus into every crack they seep. Yeah, that, you know, I could tell that was struggling to keep it rhyming, but he did a good job.
I think his details here are really vivid, the brick and bird time rise from rubble. And you see those, that the art he added and those ghost things that are going there around that tree, it adds to the ambiance there. And then you have sounds like the watchdog growling and voiceless verity sleeps in Maximum's moat. He's getting me with the pronunciation down. It's not really a tongue twister when it's a M. I never realized that before. It's more, I don't know. But Magsman, try to, you can't say that fast. Magsman moat. But it's really, really cool. And then I'm noticing on the side header that he's blown by his 400th 10, and he's at 410 tens. And I thought that would sound cool, 410 tens. So congratulations, Steve.
Yeah.
Really cool share.
Yeah, good job, Steve. Yeah. Lick pots, babe. Yeah, sunlight. I have to ask him how much research did you have to go looking and then to keep it rhyming? Because I know how that is, trying to keep a rhyme going, keep a rhyme steady through it can be haunting. He probably just whipped right through it. Struggles. Picture the art he put on there. That is a tree. Okay. Oh, I see. Wow, that's a trippy picture. It's a gif. Excellent. I could go look. Or I could ask. Was it Liquid Damage that Dawson posted one, or was that?
It was Laughing Soul. Laughing Soul, who every time you read says, oh, she could read me to me.
I say what?
Every time she sends in a audio, at some point during your comment, you say, and I can listen to her read any time.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So I'll grab that link.
Okay, cool.
Here comes the link, and then you can get a little taste of her reading for you. Again, as soon as I find a team of voices, which it should be right there, because I just posted a poem there, but it's not. go back this way. Unreal. And here I am.
You could probably ask Kevin and say that if I'm a leader of a group, could I actually have that come first every time?
Well, most of the time, I have to go looking for it. If I hit the thing and it shows me a half a dozen of the groups, no, 2, 4, 6, it's got 10 groups there. And my own group, nor Poetic Slice, is one of those 10, and those are the two groups I'm in the most. So they should be at the top. Anyway, I don't want to put my pet peeves on live and in person. I do send tickets to Kevin, so it's all good.
Okay, cool. I'm ready.
Okay, here it comes.
Conjoined separation, a poem by Laughing Soul. Spill I, frozen bittersweet memories, chilling embers, my meager luxuries. Bouquet of broken vows, strewn unkind, wither alive souls, once freely entwined. Lonely together, hearts torn apart, only choice but to smilingly part. Seriously funny is the term mutual, when nothing but differences are spoken perpetual. A hearth lies unlit and cold, bedroom secrets openly told. Sweet dirge, play paper flutes, empty chalice spill doleful disputes. Bouquet of broken vows, now a gift for life, conjoined separation, an unkindly kind life, an unkindly kind life. In poem.
She did very well. Wow. Let's see. The one. Lonely together, hearts torn apart. Openly choice, but to smilingly part. Bouquet of broken vows, strewn unkind. Five souls once freely entwined. She did more of a phrase oxymoron than a wordage, seems, which works. Swirl ice, frozen bittersweet memories, chilling embers, my meager luxuries.
The title itself is really awesome if you think about it.
Conjoined separation.
Conjoined because they're sucked together, and separation because they're not. So that one was a pretty clever, and I hadn't thought of or saw that one anywhere, I don't think.
Yeah.
But what's funny is, even when she said, seriously funny is the term mutual, when nothing but differences are spoken perpetual. So there was some attitude in that couplet, but yet her tranquil voice didn't let me care that there was attitude. I just wanted her to keep reading.
She clearly has a grasp of the English language. So.
Yeah, definitely. I'm always in awe of the writers who are bi-tri, whatever, lingual. The multiple languages are so impressive. I mean, we have so many that speak 3, 4, 5 languages. So, but even just... And that's not an oxymoron, but it should be. But just bilingual is impressive, let alone more than that, you know. Fantastic share.
Yeah, thank you very much. Oh.
I don't know if AP actually got on the plane, so just in case I text him, We should have asked him before he left if he knew what prompt he might want for next week. So we'll give him a moment to see if he answers. If not, I'll just adjust the board for the new topic when he lands. And I'll put an announcement on the chat wall as to what the topic will be, unless we find out before we hang up.
Yeah. I guess you got to turn off your phones on the airplane still, right? When you fly.
Actually, his response is, what about sunset? Love it.
Well, okay, what did he say? I'm sorry. Talking to Joy.
What? He said sunset.
Sunset, okay. Sunset. Oh, that sounds good. We could do that, sunset.
Yeah.
Now,
it's one of them topics where everybody has one or ten about it. So and plus it's never a hardship to write a new one, especially this time of year. Last night the sky was pink and purple and amazing.
Say that after the Krakatoa explosion in 1896, August 26th, there was the most brilliant, beautiful sunsets for years after. Which means there was stuff in the air for a decade now. Excellent. So maybe you're seeing a volcanic. Well, I went looking for my little app that shows what national day this is, and I forgot I traded phones, so I don't have that here. And it's not letting me do this one too. Okay, my phone's frozen, so I'm stuck here. Pushing too many buttons too many times. Okay. Well, Deborah's on the east coast of the United States. I'm on the west of the United States. How's the weather? You're approaching
hot. Hot. Just finally stepping out of the 90s, feeling like hundreds, but the humidity is like you could just step out the door and slip into a t-shirt of humidity and it just sticks to you, so it's kind of crappy.
Yeah, I grew up in the dry heat. I'll keep the dry heat. You can keep that muggy humidity. That just sucked the life out of me when I was in Florida once. Terrible. So that shows me I got to reorganize my phone. I'm a better host and get my computer going. I got the monitor going on my computer.
I also pulled you in with 15-minute notice.
Yeah, well, and I had just sat down to get my stuff together for the show.
Thinking you had a whole hour. I know.
Yeah.
I think it was
Tazzy. Taser's got her cone off. Nothing more sad than a cat that had to wear a cone. Taser had to for 14 days after surgery. She was very sick. And she's back. Taser. Anyway, I got to keep my eye on her because she's still got the wound from the surgery. Chloe? All right. Okay, the reason I did that is because Joy just left, so I'm in charge of the cats. So, take and roll. Sunsets next week. I'm going to put a note.
If you were talking to me, I'm sorry. The other phone died. I had to dial in on this one.
I was rambling. I was just rambling. So we got preseason football season here.
Yeah, speaking of, I'm a little concerned. I know that Wayne is battling the flu, so that's probably why I haven't got a response to the email from Fantasy Football. But what has me concerned is that I haven't heard anything at all from CRL 17, from Chuck, and he hasn't been on in like 10 days. So I'm kind of concerned and hoping that he's all right. And I sent him a message by his inbox, so hopefully we'll hear from him soon. Or else we would have, I'm looking back to everybody about the draft by now.
Yeah. We're going to do our draft. Yeah. Yeah, well, let us know. That's always a telltale, usually, hopefully not, that something's wrong. Maybe.
Yeah, because he's
could be
involved all the time. Maybe he's on vacation and I just didn't realize that. That's what I'm hoping, you know, that he's just not back from vacation or something. But
Yeah, that's it. That's all it is. So since the next week,
Well, on Monday, I am still doing the originally scheduled show for Monday, which is photographs from the James Webb Telescope. But I also have a film from this Monday past from the artist with the very colorful rainbow-type art. So I told everyone to just pick whichever their favorite topic is and write to that one. So I'll just do the double on Monday at 10. And then we'll have our sweet 10, but I don't know what her topic is. So that's the next couple of days. She is pretty much sticking to the cowboy, it's fun to name topics for the month of August as we celebrate 2 years from a cow saving her life. So.
Yeah. Yeah. What a great attitude she has about it. Sense of humor also.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Debra Lee. Actually, football today, preseason.
No, believe it or not, I don't really watch a lot of the preseason. I start tuning in when they play the first game because you don't, it seems like they're playing. It's just a little bit more than touch, but I don't know. And then you get all the injuries. It's easier just to wait and see who's hurt, who's in, who's out, who's suspended, who's this, who's that. And you try to put it all together and come up with
I'm with you.
Picks.
I'm with you. You, whenever they quit playing the starters, and that's not even, they're not going to show everything preseason. So I'm with you. And it used to be that, in case of a tie in their division, the preseason can come down to the side. I'm hoping that's changed, but I'm not sure. It's only happened, I believe, twice that I can remember that they had to go to a preseason game to decide a wild card.
Yeah.
But, certain teams like the Patriots, you're not going to see their first string. They don't care about the preseason. But then you got teams like the Raiders that want every win they can get, any way they can get. And I can't blame them for that.
Absolutely.
And,
I mean, I didn't want to see the jackets because, you know, you would like to know who they are in case you have to see them replace somebody or you have to pick them up as a backup in a draft. But it's pretty – my apologies, but it's kind of boring.
I agree. I'd rather watch the World Series, the Little League World Series, which is being – played today, I think tomorrow, and maybe next weekend for the international to play in the United States. See, he's going to represent us. 12, 13-year-old kids playing, that's great. There have been a lot of superstars that played in the Little League World Series. Old Hershiser was one, pitched. Not the only one I could come to mind right now. Oh. All right. Well, should we wrap it up, Deb?
Sure. Quick question now. How's Taser?
She's fine. Chloe was picking on her, the bigger cat, was picking on her, jumping on her back, and Taser couldn't see her with the cone on. So we were really keeping a close eye on her because Chloe's a much bigger cat. Now the cone's off. I was hoping that she was attacking the cone because they were pals, you know, before it happened. So we're hoping that she was attacking the cone and not Taser. Taser is very weird, leery of Chloe being in the room, so he keeps an eye on her. The thing is, Taser is so light and she is fast. Chloe keeps putting on weight and getting a big, being a bigger cat. So if Taser doesn't want to be caught, she won't be caught. She's doing fine. Answer your question.
Well, good. And it'll take a while for her to smell like herself again, and then I think the cats will be fine. Because between her body trying to heal from surgery and anesthesia and stuff like that, cats are very instinctive by smell.
Not be able to clean herself, not wash her face or her paws. That must have been terrible for the kitten, for the cat.
Not to mention kitten's nasty because the two of you were paying so much more attention to Taser, understandably,
yeah.
But not understandable to Chloe.
Yeah, well, we tried to. I tried to make sure, but it's all about that kind of a thing. It's all about joy. They're her cats, and they know that I'm not Joy. So, well, let's see. Let's pick a good out song. What do we want to hear? You got any suggestions?
Like we have 6 million songs in the studio.
I know. I think it's getting huge. I don't know. You have to choose.
All right, let's see. Oh, I know where I'm going to head.
Hey there, lonely girl.
No.
Lonely. Okay.
Then I'll be whining.
Oh, does that I don't even make you sad when I do that.
No. I'm just saying if I sat there and listened to the song, I might get whiny. But like, I have a song that's by Pink. And I don't remember whether this is the clean version or not, but if it's not, there's only one dirty word, not a dirty word, a curse word, and it's the F word, but it's beautifully used.
Okay.
And if you're 13, I know you've heard the F word before, and everybody loves Pink. So, fun show, Hatter. Here comes the song. It's called Perfect.
Made a wrong turn once or twice. Dug my way out, blood and fire. Bad decisions, that's alright. Welcome to my silly life. Mistreated, misplaced, misunderstood, misknown. Yeah.
should be drinking is an ice cold beer. So cool in line, and we try, 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 but we try too hard. It's a waste of my time. Done looking for the critics, cause they're everywhere. They don't like my jeans, they don't get my hair. Exchange ourselves, and we do it all the time. Why do we do that? Why do I do that? Why do I do that? Yeah!
Matter.
Yeah.
Pink. You're perfect.
What?
I said you're perfect. And I also want to say perfect is the clean version of the song Fucking Perfect on a song by American singer Pink from her first greatest hits album. It was released in December 2010 on Jive Records as an album second single, written by Pink with Max Martin and Shellback. The track is a power ballad that encourages people to accept each other for their true identities. Pink has stated that her main inspiration behind the track is her husband, Carrie Hart. Its music video, directed by longtime collaborator Dave Myers, delivers a message against depression, self-harm, and suicide. In November 2011, the song garnered a Grammy Award nomination for Best Pop Solo Performance. Fucking Perfect peaked at number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100, becoming Pink's 11th top 10 single in the U.S. The song also peaked at number 2 in Canada, Hungary, New Zealand, and Poland. And it was ranked number 14 on the top 40 year-end charts before her previous single, Raise Your Glass. One last apology for anyone offended by the F word. The message behind the song was powerful enough to overlook it. At least it was for me. If you were insulted, I apologize. Fun show, Hatter. Again, I say you're perfect. See everyone on Monday.
Thank you, Deb. See you guys. Thanks for joining us.
And respect.